Oaks Community Plan, and it stipulates specifically for this site that it has a queue condition, and it was imposed because planning recognized some years ago that they had been foolhardy and allowed excessive dense, high density buildings that were already showing detrimental effects on the community.
You did a good job tonight, yeah.
A queue condition which says very clearly, and this applies to us, the height of any residential building cannot exceed 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that this thing about density bonus and for low-income housing, that is a initiative of the state. However, the state does not mandate, that means require or force local municipalities to violate their own local housing or their building codes.
Yeah.
We have it, and moreover, on the east side of Vesper, there are now one-story, two-story, and two-story over ground parking. This would set a new standard for that area because it would set an unhealthy precedent for allowing four-story buildings when the code clearly states you're not supposed to.
Mrs.
For development, but and you're free to build a lovely building, and you will make a handsome profit. Work within the codes and the guidelines, and don't try to tell us that by giving us high density, special treatment, and violating the codes and standards we have, that we should be happy. We're not happy. That's why Van Nuys has the problems, because all these special exceptions and. Were given to developers. The codes weren't followed. That's why we look the way we look, and Sherman Oaks would never allow this.
Mrs. Hopp. Mr. Manassian can respond.
I think I should respond because something is
important. Feel free, sir. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. I do want to clarify that there is no violation of the queue condition. The queue condition is 30 feet. We understand that. The density bonus ordinance allows height increase as one of the incentives. So we are requesting that incentive as one of the incentives that we wish to be able to do additional units. It's not a violation of the ordinance, and we understand the queue condition. I agree with you that says 30 feet, but it is not a violation. It is part of the way the code is written.
I believe easily interpretations do not help. I think you should really be focused on the truth and what is happening here.
Charge.
The developer who's greedy and wants to put in a high-density four-story apartment in an area where there's single-family homes across the street, one-story. They were forced to put in no parking signs because of the already deplorable conditions of the apartments across the street, because they weren't able to access their own homes. It's a weaselly way of going about it. There was no notification of anyone in the neighborhood.
Thank you, Maria. Mrs. Hopp, then Mr. Hendry, then Mr. Benjamin, then Mr. Marez. Mrs. Hopp.
Housing, because nothing that's been built in this area for the last 15 years has been affordable. It just keeps going up and up and up. A lot of people are out of work. The cost of living keeps increasing, but they're not getting any more money. Why? Because because they don't have a job. So we have a big homeless problem, we have a big transiency problem, we then have crime and drug problems. We don't want that increased, we want to stop it and get rid of it. But it's really difficult to do when builders keep coming in and grabbing the property right down the street on Santa Coy Van Nuys, and a whole block of homes was torn down. They haven't even brought that project in here. And they're building God knows what there, where there used to be eight or nine small little homes, but they had big lots. And a lot of them maybe were abandoned, I'm not sure, because they've been boarded up, and they were graffiti, and they were awful. And it's great to have it torn down, but now you've got this big lot to build something on. And we do know about, of course, Zev Yaroslavsky's project. We're not against that. And there are a number of others that have cropped up. So we all know there's a tremendous amount of building, but as we said, there is so much traffic now. We have problems with our bus lines being decreased. You add to that all this extra traffic, if nobody can go anywhere, it's tremendous gridlock. We now call the 405 the Great American Parking Lot because it goes nowhere most of the time. We have problems with our streets and they're trying to take away lanes. So how is this going to help us, and how is it going to help our businesses if people can't get to the business because the traffic is so bad?
I'll help you on that. I live on the 405 right off Sunset, and it's been hell for the last 3-4 years. Great. I think you have it made here in Van Nuys compared to where I am. But, you know, that's unfortunate fact. We live in a city that does not have proper public transportation system. Everybody needs a car. Bicycles will help. As far as the affordability, the developer is going to be signing a covenant with the Housing Department of the City of Los Angeles that these four units will be rented at rents in the $500 and $600 range. The market rents may be $1,500, $2,000, but these units will not be rented at that market rate. They will be rented at $500, $600, those four units that I'm talking about. They have set these rents in the Housing Department, and that's what the covenant will say, that this is how it's going to be. And I believe that's for 25 years.
Mr. Hendry, you're recognized.
I would just say, I don't know what the law might say. I just think it is too big, and it won't do anything for the neighbors. Like dropping a bomb in it. It won't help. The neighborhood is in trouble, and it'll just get worse.
Mr. Benjamin, then Mr. Mraz.
How much parking has been made allowed for guests?
There is no additional parking than the ones I described. No guest parking.
Where are the guests parking?
The guests would be parking on the street. Yeah.
So there's no parking on the street at the present time that's available, and yet all the guests for that building are expected to park where there are no parking spaces.
Let Mr. Manassian respond, yeah. Please.
You're correct. If this was a condominium project for sale, then there is a requirement to provide guest parking. But when it's an apartment building, it is not required. So that's the case.
Candito.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 4 minutes and 2 seconds. I just want you to know that other members have exceeded that, and I will report that because I've been timing everyone. So, again, I have 4 minutes and 2 seconds. Sir, first of all, I know your projects. I think you're doing a great job. You lost me in two things. Once you talked about profit over the betterment or the good of the community. The big point was that you didn't go to the locals, the neighbors, and say, look, how can we come into this community and build this project and work with you and see if we can come to a compromise. There's one of the ladies right there. I've never met her before. I don't even know who she is. But she tells me that you never reached out to her. Had you reached out to her and said, look, we want you to come in here and talk to us and let's meet as a group. And that's the number one thing that is required with neighborhood councils. Have you done outreach to the community? And you said no. You made it very clear. And then you talked about profit. I don't give a damn about profit. I care about good projects. And you've done some good projects that have been beneficial to the community. But this is what I'm asking you. Give us a good project that's beneficial to the community and that involves the community. And if you do that, maybe we can work together to make this thing. Because the one problem that is happening with Van Nuys, that's happening to other communities, we're lacking and we're falling behind in redevelopment and improvements. And as long as we do that, we will be a community that's known as an inferior community, and it's not the kind of community that Van Nuys is. It's a rich community in culture and in heritage. So,
Paul and then Maria. Paul.
All right, first off, I want to say thank you for coming here. that doesn't mean anyone, you know, like for me, I'm like not necessarily saying that you shouldn't do stuff and it's not or against the project even per se. My question for you is the space. Okay, first of all, you said it's within existing it's an add-on to an existing property, or is this new construction?
This is new construction. There are eight units, two in a building and six in another, that will be demolished. The back is basically vacant now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trailer sitting in the back.
Okay.
So the site is going to be completely demolished, and it's going to be a new project.
So it is going to be a new project?
Yes, brand new.
So it's a brand new project. The second thing is you're asking for a variance basically on the sides of the thing, so you have 5 feet instead of 6 feet.
Let me clarify that. We are not requesting a variance.
Okay.
Yeah. We are requesting a reduction of one side. The one side is on the north side. The setback will be 6 feet, which is the required setback for three-story.
Mm-hmm.
On the south side, there will be 5 feet, which is 1 foot less than the six that is required.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the incentives. Again, this density bonus ordinance allows you to request, when you do the density bonus and you provide the low-income units, you're entitled to incentives. You choose. There's a menu.
Yeah.
It's in the ordinance. One of the choices was reducing the south side from 6 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
The other incentive we've chosen to request is the height increase of the 32.5%, which is 9 feet, 8 inches.
Okay, but explain to me. So basically the way you're getting around the parking issue realistically here, the way you're getting around the parking issue is you're bringing in bicycles. Is that really what it comes down to? Because you're not, are you adding 1.5 spaces per unit for the one bedrooms and 2 per unit for the 2 bedrooms, or are you not adding those?
Yeah. As I answered this gentleman, we are not providing additional parking for guests. We're providing...
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
that's right. Yeah. And the basic requirement, our project has 24 units that are 2 bedroom.
Okay, 24.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And 24 2 bedrooms require 2 cars each, so that's 48.
Mm-hmm.
We're also providing 24 one bedrooms. The code requires 1.5. So that would be 24 plus 12, 36.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm correct there.
Yeah, that you would.
And we are providing 1 3 bedroom unit, and that is going to also require 2 cars.
Mm-hmm.
So if we add those numbers, the 48, the 36, and the 2,
mm-hmm. 56. I mean, no, I'm sorry, 86.
Mm-hmm. 86? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're providing 74.
74.
Yes.
So you're basically taking off the 12 that from the 1.5 and providing 1 for each one bedroom.
Right. 12, exactly. The one bedrooms will have 1.
Okay. So each of the one bedroom gets 1 car.
Right.
And each of the 2 bedrooms gets 2 cars.
Right.
Okay, that's not that. But no guest parking.
No guest parking.
Ms. Skelton.
I do understand when they talk about parking, if the street is already crowded. Okay, I do understand that. I haven't heard of too many apartment buildings that apply guest parking, some of them, because I know there was another company here that wanted to build somewhere, and they said they didn't have it. And I do know that they did say the same thing. They offered the bike situation. I feel for you for the parking and everything else like that, which is true. But I cannot sit here and just say, okay, or I agree with this man being told if he had this house or this building, whatever, there, that's going to increase prostitution. That's going to increase gang violence. That's going to increase that. You can't blame that just because this man wants to put a building there. Whatever, they could put a liquor store there right there. They could put a motel right there. Violence is going to come wherever violence is at. We could at least say, young man, are you going to have an on-site security? Or is your manager going to be, is there a manager going to be on-site? Let's ask them that. Let's not just tell them, oh, because you're going to put your building here, you're going to bring all this different type of trouble. Trouble comes in an expensive neighborhood and not in the expensive neighborhood. He cannot be blamed if it's going to be extra issues, as in crime. Now, parking? Yes, okay, I do understand that. But this man shouldn't feel like, or he should, well, we all have the freedom of speech to say what we want to say. But just because he is building a building there and we don't like it, that is 35 or 32, whatever the situation may be, he's not responsible for crime that might happen in that area. And we have good people that will call the cops, that will call the police, that will come to the council meetings and report this man, report his business. If you feel that people are out there selling drugs or graffiti, take pictures of his lawn, whatever you want to do to report this man, but you cannot say because he's put in a building there, he is the reason if we have more crime in that area.
Mr. Manassian, yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you for those comments. I want to say when I first was approached with to design a building at the site, I toured it, I looked at the situation, and my assessment was that the development should be modest, okay? As a investor, as a business person, as an architect, I have to think as a business person because I'm serving business people. So the input I got from the developer was surprising to me. They wanted to upgrade. And I said, are you sure you want to upgrade? Because I don't think you're going to get extra rent here. And they said, no, we like to do a building we're proud of. We want to upgrade. Every unit has to have a balcony. Your building has to be more articulated. So I actually upgraded this project to where I believe it would do very well in the best communities in Los Angeles. And obviously, that is, you know, if it is allowed to happen, it's going to happen in Van Nuys. So it's the reverse of usually what an architect tries to do. We want to build more. The client says it's too expensive. Here it was the reverse. I want to share that with you. It's important for you to realize that. As far as the runoff, the lady was concerned about the runoff. We have to, and we are, building basins on both sides of the side of the buildings where all the rainwater is going to be collecting there and percolating, and anything that does not percolate, okay, will then eventually flow to the street. But engineers have done the calculation of the rainwater, the rainfall, and how much space it requires to percolate, and we made sure we have enough square footage where it's planted, the gutters, downspouts will feed into those, and those will percolate and hopefully go completely below into the ground. But if it's very heavy rain, obviously an overflow will result, and that may come to the street. But it is not as it used to be. In the past, buildings did not have to do this. It is called the SUSAM design, and that is basically to reduce runoff. And it's on TV, the city talks about it, and we have to comply with it.
What was the recommendation of the Plum Committee, Karina? What did you guys come up with?
We didn't. We said
we're rushed.
We'll bring table it for this for the general meeting. But Maria, do you want to?
First of all, the board has no authority to approve this development. It can merely voice support, conditional support, or non-support. Secondly,
up or down.
Is the council office an approval or a down? The intersection of Vesper and Galt, they are currently building a development of 354 units, which also was not required to provide sufficient parking for the development. Thirdly, the developer, I welcome development. I'm not a NIMBY and I'm not anti-development.
Oh, wow.
But let him work within the guidelines and standards of the community, just like they do in Sherman Oaks. Let him work within the guidelines, and he can still provide low-income housing within the guidelines. He won't have as many units, tough, but he can still work within the guidelines, and the way it's proposed now is an unhealthy development.
Charge.
No one will benefit except the developer.
Let's hear from Candy, and then
Carino,
you're still recognized.
Okay, thanks.
I thought I had my hand up first.
Carino was still recognized, and then we'll go to you.
Candido, and I'll speak.
Mr. Perino, yeah. I thank you for your kindness. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, I sympathize with Giro because I know he's an architect, and I work in the architect field, and we always think that good design is good for the community. And in the beginning, I asked you about guest parking because given the fact that there you can't park across the street gives a hindrance on guests who come here, and in the last couple days I've been going around that neighborhood and seeing that it's really packed in because there's no parking as far as guests or even tenants. And has the owner looked at maybe ownership too as part of, because I mean one of the things that's been going on is more rentals, and I think that's I think that home ownership should be more of an issue for the community rather than rentals, because if you own you're more invested in the community than a renter, as far as they would be more receptive toward the neighborhood.
I've been noticing in my practice since 2004 and 5, no client has asked me to do a for sale multifamily condominium, basically project. Mm-hmm. And I think because they got really hurt, the economy hurt. The cost of production was more than what they could get to sell it. And they ended up renting those, just like homes became rentals because of foreclosures and things like that. So we are realistic. We have to look at the market indicators, and they are that apartments is the way to go. As far as the parking, I understand, and that's it's an issue. It's an issue everywhere. Where I live, there is a hotel on Sunset and the 405, and when they have a banquet, my street is full with cars. Somebody has a function, they bring a valet service, and it becomes, and we live on a narrow street, it becomes quite complicated. That is a problem. I don't know if LA is going to be, rid of that problem.
You're talking like planning, right?
Yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
As far
And I know that when we improve the frontage, and we got a good frontage there. Was it about 150 feet, 160 feet? We only have one driveway, 19 feet wide. So there will be, along that frontage, probably about 5 cars possibility to park against the curb. Today, because you don't know where to park, are you on somebody's property or not, there is no curb and gutter, nobody attempts to park because they feel they're parking on the street. But when the curb and gutter is put in place, there will be allowed parking, I presume, in front of the building. And that's not plenty, but that's a little bit of a relief.
And how much have you been communicating with the planning staff, meaning Tom Henry, as far as, working things out? And
actually,
how much influence has he's
Right. I met Tom Henry, and I asked him. This happens to be, by the way, my first project with the density bonus ordinance. I mean, I've not come across this before, but my client has done that before, and I have explored it, and I think it does provide incentives for new development because it's an ordinance intended to encourage development. And of course, provide the low-income rental that is not available unless you do commit with the housing that you will rent them at these low rents. Tom Henry was going to be the planner, but he wasn't. It's somebody else in the planning department. I think a superior planner. Senior planner.
I get a hold of Tom Henry, and
he's not the one that's handling this application.
Okay,
I can get you the name of the planner.
K- Candy, and then let's call for the vote.
Thank you, Mr. President. 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Sir, you try to compare your community to the Van Nuys community, and we discussed bikes. I know that in your community, bikes would be out the door. So, you know, we're not going to use bikes. My issue is with the council office, the community, and this neighborhood council. If we could delay this for a possible month so that the council office, your office, and the community have a local community meeting and have some input and see if we can resolve this, because again, we do not want to stop new development in the city of Van Nuys, but we want to make sure it's the appropriate development. So I hope that you'll be kind enough to agree to meet with the council office and with the community, have a local meeting with them, and let's see what we can come up. Would you be willing to do that, sir?
That's why we're here today.
Wonderful. Mr. President, I would ask that we postpone this for a month and allow the developer and the council office and the community to meet so that they can work out some of these things and then come back to us and see if we can do something good for Van Nuys.
Well, I think it'd be at the discretion of the chair. Yes, Penelope.
I'll look into that. I was not aware of that, but I will follow up and find out what happened.
Bravo. Is that good? I call for the question.
Karina, what do you suggest the board does as the chair?
One thing is that to respond to your suggestion, and that is that there is a case that has been filed and a decision may be issued on this. We will take that decision. We could still meet with the council office.
Define. What are you talking about? Define. Tell us what that decision is. Are you saying?
Okay. We have requested, as I explained, we have requested a height and a side yard incentive for this project.
Okay.
And that is under consideration by the planning department, by the planner. The name escapes me for the moment.
Well, if you
and that planner is not going to hold a public hearing, okay? He is going to issue a decision based on his own review and analysis of the request. And I honestly, I don't know what the process is.
No, but you know as well as I do, sir, that if you contact him and say that there's been an extension of 1 month for the community, the council office, and for your office to meet together, believe me, he will set aside this until there's been more information brought forward. So, again, Mr. President, I ask, call for the question.
Mr. Chairman, what would you recommend on this?
I think we need to work with the architect and try to find a resolution as far as to make everybody know that they could build it, but do it within reason with community input.
So you like my recommendation then?
Yeah.
Do you recommend we table it for the next meeting?
Yeah.
But what do we do in the interim? I want to make sure we do something.
The meeting. Set the meeting with the community.
Well, we could all do it.
And then come back and we can make a great decision on the right. Thank you.
It's nothing there.
No, his staff's here.
Now, is there a possibility of there being action on this before our March meeting?
By the planners?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it may be. That's why I brought it up.
Yes, that makes sense.
But if he notifies, Mr. President, if he notifies them, he can hold that off. The developer, if he goes to the planner and implies that this is going on, the planners will set it aside for another month. They're not rushing to do this. They don't want egg on their face. So please, just call for the question and ask for a month delay on this.
If it pleases the council, I have no objection.
I second that.
Okay, so with that, we will be tabling this for the next meeting. Karina, would you?
The community.
He needs to.
We want to support you, sir. Just let's get this in order. Call for the question.
So we will be tabling this for until next month.
Yep. I asked for a second. Is there a second?
Okay. Is the motion on the floor to table this till next month?
I said, yeah, Mr. President, I said that, and we had a second from
who's the second?
Our second from the gentleman with the curly hair.
Matthew
Gentleman with the curly hair.
I can't cue. Well, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Carino, we're the Planning and Land Use Committee members are happy with this. Howard, you have an objection?
I'm just saying that this...
There could be action.
If he doesn't do anything, it goes through. If he, if he makes a phone call, 500 phone calls, if he never reaches the planning person, it goes through.
So
it's a moot point.
Basically, he's coming here to waste his time.
It's a courtesy. He's giving us a courtesy, yes.
Mr. President, it's about what we do and that we're listening to the community. We're asking to the for the council office to participate. We're trying to set a precedent and saying, look, this isn't, we've seen this over and over again. We're just asking them all to work together. If they decide, and that happens, it just passes without our approval, you know what? It's going to come back and bite them later on. So let's... Let them work it out.
I mean, I'm thinking that's a good suggestion.
It's a great suggestion. Let them work it out.
What is the total height on the building? 30.
The total height of the building is 30 feet plus 9 foot 8, so the 39 feet 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
And we did survey the street buildings, and they range from like 28, 29, 30, 31. There's the highest building we found was like 36 feet.
Which building was that?
Sorry?
Which building was that? I have 2 minutes and 63.
The building that is, it's at this, it's this building, 7038 Vesper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes, I know which one. Okay, so and that's 30 feet?
This building is 35.4 feet.
So we're talking 4 feet more than that.
Exactly.
Mr. President, I've asked for a call for the question. We've had.
If we're tabling it, we don't have to vote on it. We just table it. Mrs. Schertzer.
I'm just saying that it was probably built before the new queue condition went into effect.
If it pleases the council, we will table this. Does it please the council
to
table this? All right, moving on. Very good.
Okay. Thank you for taking
it. Okay.
Thank you for being here.
Moving on. Presentation from the spaceship, an affiliation of the Heaven on Earth Society of Animals. Jennifer, pronounce your last name.
Sorry. Who are they? What are
good evening, everyone. Thank you.
Parad.
Parsonio.
Oh, yes. Okay. You're recognized.
We're with Heaven on Earth Society for Animals, a nonprofit cat rescue organization in the San Fernando Valley. But the reason we're here tonight is to talk about our spaceship transport program. What we offer is free transport to low cost and free clinics in the San Fernando Valley.
You're welcome.
And we offer trapping, trap training, that sort of thing. We are part of the NKLA No Kill Movement, which is going to make LA a no-kill city, and they've given us a grant to hire a program coordinator. This is Heather, and we're concentrating on 5 zip codes, one of which is 91405, which is here in your lovely city. So we are offering this service to those folks that have cats in that zip code, whether they're pet cats or strays that they feed, feral cats, colony management cats, anything like that. The program's free. Doesn't cost anything. It's free.
Bravo.
So we'd like to share this information with you. We have flyers over here. Right. Unfortunately, at this point in time, 91405. Well, it's our grant that stipulates this.
Have your cat move.
Oh, if your cat can move over, yeah, then we're good.
The 5 zip codes were designated because it's the highest volume that the shelters receive of cats that have to be euthanized. So it's to our whole goal is to try to lower the amounts in these zip codes specifically to try to cut back on the needless euthanization.
That's great.
You're adding to the problem. You're adding to the problem.
Very good. Let's go, Jennifer. You're recognized. Yes, you're. Did you have anything more for us?
No, that's it.
Bravo.
Well, there you go. Mr. Benjamin.
I can give you a little information about the rundown of how our program works. So anybody who calls our hotline number, Jennifer gets back to everyone immediately. I'm sorry?
What is the number?
It's on our brochures up there, but it's 818-474-2700, extension 6.
You can
And it returns everyone's calls. It's a great program where people actually get specific hands-on help. And in the 5 zip codes, we go, and if people are capable of trapping cats themselves, we deliver traps to them. We bring them to your door. We train you how to use them if you're capable. If people are disabled or elderly, we actually trap for them. The morning of the appointments, we take the cats, up to 4 cats, to the clinic, and it's all free for the community cats. For pet cats, it works the same way. We can loan you carriers and do the transporting to the clinics, so whatever type of charges there might be associated with that. We have to collect, obviously, but everything else is completely, like Jennifer said, free, which is, the program's basically all-inclusive for your cats. To make sure that they're fixed and healthy.
Bravo.
Provide a lot of education for the community, for maybe neighbors who aren't so happy about the cat's situation,
right.
But just to inform them and help get everybody educated about community cat issues.
This is a form of support here. Jennifer knows that we've availed ourselves of the services, my wife and myself. Not only did a person come out, patiently wait with food and the trap, they were spayed or neutered. They came back to my property that night, spent the night recuperating in my garage, and then the next morning they were let out to not populate the rest of Van Nuys. The service is as easy as pie. It certainly couldn't be easier. And the service that it's rendering to the city of Van Nuys and adjacent cities is immeasurable. We're living in an overpopulated, high-density, feral cat situation here, and it's only getting worse.
Right. Exactly.
What's the statistics on one feral female cat a week?
She can have 3 litters per year. I just saw a sign at the clinic this morning, and each litter is 6 cats. It's thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Within a year.
Right.
And this
program has already fixed 2,109 cats have already been fixed through
inception.
The program.
Yeah.
And we have 4 more tonight waiting to go in tomorrow morning. So
this is
it's always growing.
They're not asking for a nickel here,
nope.
Right?
I love them.
This is the same organization that we gave $2,500 to last December. The organization is headed up by people who really care, you know? And the building that they're in was donated by...
we actually had to purchase it, but...
Well, but it's named
put it down.
After his mom.
Right. The Perry McFarland Sanctuary at Heaven on Earth is named after Seth McFarland's mom, the creator of Family Guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies.
Any questions?
Very nice.
Bravo.
Thank you, guys. Very nice.
Tell your friends if they have cats show up in their backyard, give them our phone number.
Yes.
We will.
Because even if they're not in our zip codes, we do give them referrals to other resources.
Very good. Thank you very much. Next up on the agenda, 8H, create an art show in Van Nuys to raise awareness of art education and its importance in our local community. Michael Vergara?
Thank you.
No, Michael Vergara was unable to.
Thank you for being waiting. Thank you for waiting.
Sophia.
Okay, very good. You guys are recognized.
No, they're not related, but they do look alike. He's my husband. My name is Priscilla Murillo.
He's as pretty, huh?
I am the co-founder of Tadpole Arts. What we do is we bridge the socioeconomic gap one art lesson at a time. We go into underserved communities and teach children art where, unfortunately, many art programs have been taken out of the schools and out of their lives completely. So my friend Caesar here is passing out some information on our company. What we are proposing is an art show to happen in May. We do have a facility. It's a $24 million building that we've been luckily given to free will use as a community center by Hermandad Nacional, Hermandad Mexicana Nacional, which is another organization that has partnered with us.
Thank you for staying.
We feel that the importance of art can change so many lives. I am an standing example of that. A little background about myself. Growing up, came from a very broken home, lost my brother at 16, did not have any support, dropped out of high school, if you believe it or not. Finally came to the realization that art was in my blood. It was what I loved. It was what I did. And I was going to make a career out of it. So I went back to school, got my GED, got my high school diploma. Thank God, got scholarships to go to college. And so I did. And now I am at CSUN working on my bachelor's. Thank you. And we've partnered with CSUN. We have partnered with many other communities, and thank you. I wanted to say thank you to Van Nuys City Council because you are the first council, neighborhood council, to actually invite us in to speak. So thank you. What we're asking is just for community support to promote the awareness of the art show. That's really it.
I think we can provide that. Yes, Jeanette beat you. Jeanette, then Candy.
Cross Street is Sherman Way and Cold Water.
That's right.
Someone like you, we would love to help you. I'm sure the whole council will agree. So if you could send someone our way, we would love that. And the same
as long as they live with them.
Mr. President, I have my
hand. Yep. Yeah, Candy, you're recognized.
Mr. President, 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Ms. Hopp has now used 13 minutes and 47 seconds. First of all, of course, that's the way it goes around here. Hold my time. First of all, if you were here at City Hall and the City Council, we have a lot of great people and a lot of great art that's taking place in the San Fernando Valley. So this is just a continuation, but what we need to do is enhance it, embrace it, and see how we can nurture it so that we make sure that this grows. So again, I'm being called the kiss ass. Thank you for being here. And I hope that we can some way help you.
Thank you for helping me.
Yeah, help you in whatever way. Because the Valley is rich in art. And forget graffiti. Let's talk about the real artists in this valley that are fantastic.
Yes. Well, I'm not knocking graffiti because unfortunately I have a little background in that as well. Because I did, you know, unfortunately go to the
street.
But it kept. Yes, look where I'm at now, and that's because it kept, unfortunately to say this, the graffiti did keep me away from gangs, away from.
Only by that much.
Well, right, that's true.
Can we charge you for all the graffiti you did? Because I'd like to send you a bill. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, you know, there are.
If we had more murals and more things like that, it does sometimes tend to detract from graffiti. I happened to be driving down an alley somewhere one time. I was lost. And all
Mr. Benjamin.
Had been graffiti. I came back a week later because I found someone there and needed to get in touch with. And there were murals all along all the garage. Because they thought if they did that, then nobody would graffiti them. And I went back like a year later, and they were still beautiful because apparently they did it themselves.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Jeanette, 14 minutes and
Mr. Benjamin is recognized. Let's try to. It's only 10:30. Let's take this baby to midnight, you guys.
Really quickly, the building is located in North Hollywood on the corridor of Sherman Way between Coldwater and Fulton.
So, what you're looking for us is just support to get the word out. Is you're not asking for money. You're not. Do you want us to like co-sponsor the art show or?
It would be great to have a host committee if available. It will be at the building.
Very good. Well, thanks you guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Marina, real quick.
Is the space that you're doing? Is this a temporary space or is this a permanent space that you're going to have a couple of exhibitions or a rotation of artwork that goes in that gallery?
It is not an actual gallery. We're going to be turning a space into an art gallery. So it's not a permanent spot as far as the art gallery exhibitions go.
Uh-huh.
But it is a permanent spot for the community center that we are running.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Moving on, 8I, the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council is seeking to submit a community impact statement asking City Zoning Administrator to add stipulations regarding the property at the southeast corner of Hatteras and Sepulveda, a motel. Property restrictions regarding prostitution and drug dealing are on the property and are in discussion to remain if the motel is torn down and a better one put on the site. The city or the motel owner to contribute to increase DWP street lighting on the 15,100 block of Hatteras, just east of Sepulveda and the motel. Mr. Hendry, you brought this before the council, so you are recognized, sir.
Mr. President, point of information, we only have 8 votes. Is that still okay?
We don't have 11?
Nope.
We've lost?
Penny had to go home.
1, 2, 3.
Well, we all got to go home. I got to go home.
7, 8, 9.
Diabetic shots. We do?
I thought we needed 11. We need 11 to any official.
Wait, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
we need 11.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well,
we don't have a quorum.
Okay.
No, I asked about that.
That's for funding. For funding. But there's only 10. No, this is just. But we can't make any official actions.
No.
We cannot make any official actions without 11. So
you fought for that, Ms. Hopp.
Either way, Mr. Hendry, just speak on this, and we'll put it on the agenda for next month because we don't have 11. But could you give us like a 2-minute briefing on this real quick?
Yes, Mr. Hendry wouldn't mind putting it on for next month because he's tired like everybody else. Just very briefly. The motel at Patterson-Sepulveda has had a bad reputation. The people, although they may tear down the motel, the new owners are essentially the old owners, so there are continuing concerns in the neighborhood. And the idea of more lighting down on Hatteras is very important. As I say, I'm going to go home in about 10 minutes. And when I do, I'm going to find some suspicious people because my house is near the first dark spot just east of Sepulveda on Hatteras. Other people in the neighborhood will have many of the same complaints that it ought to be more attached to the property or more a grand solution.
So if it pleases the council, I'm happy to table this till next month, and we'll work on it then. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Glenn, very good.
Quickly.
Well, they're next
we,
up on.
Are we correct in this assumption that if we have a board made up of 21 members, even though all seats are not filled, that we do not have a quorum at this time if we only have 10 members?
We do not have a quorum.
There's no such thing as a floating quorum for neighborhood council. I
Very good.
Thank you.
The next thing up is the informational update on the VNNC vote by mail status and a briefing from Glenn and Ms. Smith.
All right.
So you guys are recognized.
Mr. President, this is such an important issue because we are having an election. I hope that in case, because I do have a couple minutes for public comment, I want to make sure that we're allowed to ask the questions we need because this is too important. This is the election.
As the chair of the board, I grant everyone as much time as they want to consume.
Immunity?
Except Mrs. Hopp. She's not allowed to talk anymore.
14
but
minutes.
But Andy, you can you have an hour. All right, you guys, you're recognized.
This is perfect, yeah.
So I want to thank everyone. Yes. I want to thank you for putting the vote by mail application. It's on the back of the paper. There were there was a stack over there. Okay, but you can also go online and print it out. Yes, you can. And I can pass them to my boss. and the applications, it's an application to receive a vote by mail so that you can vote from the comfort of your home or wherever for the neighborhood council elections for the Van Nuys neighborhood council. And you have a cutoff deadline of the 12th, and that is in the 12th of March, and that is in the hot hands of the city clerk. So if you're going to send it, make sure you send it at least 5 days, or I would say a week before, or you can fax it. And it's information. It's bilingual. It's actually a lot of nice information on here. So there's three different ways that you can submit the application, and then they'll send you the ballot, and you have to send it back.
You can also email
it. You can fax it, and you can email it. And their link is on the Van Nuys election page. So if you go to empowerla.org, and I have my cards for Region 11, but if you go to empowerla.org and go to Region 4, the Southeast Valley, and go to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, and there you will find a link for the vote by mail. Yes, Miriam?
Well, I had trouble with the application process. How do you know that people will have the same problem on an Android?
Well, that's
don't
what...
Don't wait till the last minute.
Take a hard copy, print it out, put it in the envelope. Do whatever you think you need to do, and then you can
email it.
You can email it.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know if there was no confirmation, and I don't know if that would have gotten if I
we'll get your
no copy. Okay,
you know
that's why I did it.
Well,
I did.
Right.
I mailed it to myself. I thought I was going to get a copy. Okay, it didn't work. So evidently, I didn't get know if there was a confirmation.
Well,
no,
in front of all these witnesses,
yes.
If you fill out a vote by mail form, give it to us now. I assure you, it's going to be faxed in, scanned in, and delivered by tomorrow morning.
Right.
Do that, Miriam.
Or you can just come and vote. But if
I know.
Right. I can tell you, we've had how many? Over 800 applications submitted to be part of the neighborhood council system. We've had a few kerfuffles. Some of them have been technical, but sometimes they are the humans themselves. So we've had people miss the deadlines. We've had people get confused. But it's not all underneath our jurisdiction. So whatever, we've tried to make it as easy as possible. Glenn has tried to make it as easy as possible for everyone to submit their vote by mail applications. And we also encourage you to print them out and get everyone to vote for yourself or your frenemy and to participate in the neighborhood council election. So that's it. Anyone have any questions? Yes?
For the next hour.
In regards, so somebody fills out one of these forms, and they'll be notified by mail that they are eligible to vote.
No, they'll get the ballot in the mail, and they'll fill that out, and it will have directions. Exactly.
But if they miss that, they can still go to the.
They can still come here and vote.
Okay, and can you define a voter who is eligible? One of the issues that's been a problem with this council.
Hand me my book.
Over and over.
No, my book.
If you're a religious group, if you belong to a religious group, then you are not eligible to be a stakeholder. And we have many members, and we tonight brought about 30 members who are all members of the religious group who live in the area, who participate, but mainly are longtime members of a church in this area. But does that qualify you as a member? You said, Glenn, you told me yes.
As kind of the new.
Here's the thing. The devil is in the details. Once again, if you go to the Van Nuys election page, you will end up with a color version of this, and it has the board seats names, it has the qualifications for the candidates, and then the third column is the qualifications to vote for the seat. So each seat has different requirements. Then if you want to find out what sort of documentation would be needed, but you have self-affirmation for your election. So basically, when the people come in to vote, they will be signing a legal document affirming that they meet the requirements that are listed here on this framework. Okay. So they don't have to actually show us their ID or show us any documentation, but we will be registering them, and they will be signing an affidavit affirming their claim. And so if there ever is a contest or a challenge to the election, we will then do the, archaeological dig. We will do the research to...
A religious group, if you belong to a religious group or the church, you're a stakeholder. But if your neighborhood council says no, that they're making limitations.
Do me the favor and don't ever quote anything that I said over the phone, okay? Because I cannot vouch for that.
Okay.
So for religious institutions, sometimes we had the case, like for the Encino Neighborhood Council, for instance, the church issued a letter stating with the name of each individual and then had a nice little paragraph, this person is a member, has been a member of our church for X number of years. So their church, it's a pretty big church, and they issued over 200 of those letters at the last election.
So just specifically for Van Nuys, just every neighborhood council is different, okay? So what we say for one question by one person about one neighborhood council will be different. But for Van Nuys, you have an at-large ballot, so you have one ballot, and the people who can vote are anyone who lives, works, owns property, or is a community interest stakeholder under the new definition that I just handed out that was approved by City Council, signed by the mayor in December, and went into effect on January 26th. So anyone who, and community interest, as you see on that handout, is defined, I know, factual basis.
No, and you have one thing wrong. Only 16 years of age is required to vote.
Okay, and
yes.
16 or above, right? And in that, what I handed out to you says community interest is educational, religious, nonprofit, and that was, you know, including but not limited to.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay, but it has to be an entity that is within the boundaries of Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. There would have to be an address.
Brick and mortar. Bricks and mortar.
You
not
you
post office boxes.
Time.
Okay. Anybody else?
Does anybody else have any questions for our election team here?
We have a couple more points.
Going once,
though.
Yes. Ms.
One
Smith.
Is that we're having our candidates training this Saturday. I highly encourage everyone to come, especially if you're a board member. You have to be careful to follow the guidelines because you will be wearing two hats for a while until we have our election. One hat is as a board member and one is as a candidate. So it's very important to be clear on what those boundaries are. And then the other thing was 1:30 to 3:30 at the Senior Center in Midtown NoHo, which is on Cahuenga, just south of Tahunga, just south of, sorry.
Chandler and Tahunga.
Chandler and Tahunga. Sorry, I started out in Westwood today. I'm still on Overland. And then we have, we need volunteers. So we need volunteers for the polls to actually work the polls. And we like it when our neighborhood councils sister up. So like Sun Valley sisters up with NoHo East. So if you have a neighborhood council that you would like to sister up, maybe in Region 3 because they have a different election date, mm-hmm. and volunteer for that day, it's an exciting way to participate. And absolutely not. No, I don't have board members sitting in the room. No. No. I maintain an absolutely neutral room. Okay?
Perfect.
I maintain an absolutely neutral. He wanted to know if board members could work in the elections.
I'm in Rancho Palos Verdes doing a golf course review.
No. We have a team. We have staff. We have poll managers and poll manager assistants, and then we need volunteers. But if you're on the board, the short answer is no, and the reason is I maintain an absolutely neutral polling location, and that is imperative. Yes. And he'll seat your board.
Right.
Yes.
So my question is to help people get to the polls, is that okay as long as we're within 100 feet of the poll? Correct?
More than 100 feet. No.
More than
there's 100. No.
101.
101. Thank you.
101. Yeah.
Just on the poll worker training, not just limited to people in this room, but anyone who wanted to get involved, because we had all sorts of people. We're having the first training workshop next Tuesday night in Granada Hills at the fire station on Balboa between Lassen and Devonshire. If you go online, you can register. Spread the word, please.
Yeah, if you can help us spread, reach out.
The Valley is first up on the elections. That's why we're doing the training in the Valley.
Yeah.
Amendment 39, Mr. President.
You have an hour.
I referred you to your bylaws.
Section 9?
Section 9. There's Section 9 A, B, C, and D. It's pretty long. I'm not going to read it here. It's really late.
Correct.
But you can go to the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council page at empowerla.org, and you will see the bylaws are posted there, so anyone can review it and have a look through. And then you will be meeting your new NEA. Tom Soong is being switched to the west side, and you're going to be having the lovely Amber Meshack. So she can help go over your bylaws, et cetera, et cetera. Don't quote me over the phone, and don't try and get me in trouble. Anyway, it's all here written down in your lovely and very clear
bylaws that you should all know by heart. Anyone else have any questions?
Going once, going twice. Miriam.
Yes. You know, Thomas has the same phone as mine, and I was just wondering if he would be able to tell me if the application can it be done on my phone with all this?
Ask him.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Before he gets moved to the west side.
Yeah, before he's been helicoptered.
Yes. So if any of you think of any questions between now and the next Region 4 meeting, which Jeanette represents your council at, you can reach Lisa directly. That's the best way. General questions for the general public. We have the elections hotline at 818-293-VOTE. And then we have a generic email of elections@empowerla.org. Those are all on the webpage. Direct people to your webpage because it has not only the candidates that are running and your photos and your candidate statements, great looking group of people, but also, you know, the vote by mail link, the information, your bylaws, everything.
The elections manual.
Everything that you can think of. So
and
it's a
more.
Good place to.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
What is it now?
Okay, do the back.
Do we have any public comments?
Yes, yeah, public comment.
I made all of those same statements, Lisa and Glenn, under my report as the elections chair.
1:33.
So you get full 2 minutes.
Yeah, she's done a good job, Jeanette. As much as
all right, so Candy, then Donna, then Miriam.
Oh, go ahead, ladies. You go first. I'll, you know,
I just want to say, I noticed hardly anybody here that it's more for Van Nuys than myself and Miriam Fogler. And in my mind, I'll always be Donna of Van Nuys, and I really think that people should be able to vote for the neighborhood council that they go down and they preside. And somebody else could be just going out there and then know nothing about it, have never seen the neighborhood council, be 16 years old and vote because they happen to live in the district. It just doesn't seem like the correct way. It should be who is coming to the neighborhood council and who's involved in the city of Van Nuys, not just where you live. And I still don't like the 761 being discontinued.
All right, Donna, how about Miriam?
Yeah,
let's
like
get two
say,
more minutes of you.
I'd like
and
to say that I think that we should have a committee to tell the city council that the people in various neighborhood councils should have a right to make their own laws instead of city council making it for them. I think that when they did this reform on the neighbor councils a few months back, I don't think they had an open forum here for all neighbor councils, and I think it was a very unfair democratic process that they did. They closed the loopholes so that people like me, who have been involved in the community for so many years, they shut the door on people like me, and you get people who don't care in your community and, you know, don't know what they're doing. So that's the kind of people that you're getting now. So what can I say? I wish that you could take it back and redo what you feel is right for your community and not what city council feels, because they're over at downtown LA and they don't have video conferencing on. So what do they care about what you're doing here in Van Nuys? All they care about is what they do in Hollywood, what they do in Los Angeles, not what's going on here in the Valley. That's all I can say.
James Piper.
Yes, I would love to join the council. I believe I'm ready to join you guys. I'd love to. And I'd earned it, yeah. Thank you.
We're going to fill the seats in April.
The seats that are still open can be filled then.
Yeah, but are you going to recognize him? You said he wasn't qualified. Mr. President.
No, he said it was pending because that's what she told me.
Okay, well, we'll clarify.
No problem, then we'll take care of it.
16 minutes and 22 seconds, Mr. President. Mr. President, thank you for giving me this time. You know, when you somebody gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
And, you know, when somebody calls you, the worst thing to happen to Van Nuys, you know, you can take it in the negative and just let it destroy you, or you could thank the person. Mr. Benjamin, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, honestly, because I was dead inside. I lost a little bit of the spark, and you brought the spark back into me. And because of your words, I was able to, we started a new group that's going to hopefully benefit Van Nuys. And so, you know, I want to thank you because your harsh words were, you know, I took lemons and made lemonade out of it. And we're going to form a group that's called We Do Love Van Nuys Roundtable. Everybody, and Miriam, I hope you're there. You ladies have gotten a hat. And if they don't put you on a neighborhood council, you're invited with us because everybody has a right. And I now have about 40 seconds left. So, Mr. Benjamin, I can go after you, but I won't because, you know, I think you're a good man. But, you know, your words didn't pierce me, didn't cause me any pain. They encouraged me, and people like you with the things that you've said have always made me work harder to prove you wrong. And so with that, Mr. President, again, I want to thank you because you've always been a fair, and I'm looking forward to supporting you. But I honestly think there are people on here that should step down. I agreed to step down, and Ms. Meyer said she was going to step down, and there are about 8 people that she told that to. And I think there's room for new people to be on here, okay? And as much as Mr. Benjamin and I don't agree, I'm glad he's on the board. And I think that he does a good job, and I'm not kissing your ass because I don't kiss anybody's ass. But I believe that good people and new people should be on this board. And people, old-timers like me and Penny Meyer, should step down and let some of the new people come on. And I'm telling you, we can do some good things. So, again, I bow to you, sir, and thank you for your kindness.
Thank you, Candy. Anybody else?
I'm yep. Earned to be on this neighborhood house myself.
Jerry, you got something? Or are you just stretching?
Thank you, President. That's
my favorite. Maria.
Okay, just real quick, you know, I know we all have our differences, which is, of course, excuse me.
Maria has the floor.
I know we all have our differences, of course. You know, we're not going to agree, and I'm glad that we don't always agree because that makes us the board. You know, it wouldn't be fair to the public if one says, let's do it, and everybody else says, let's do it. It makes it better for questions and answering if we do disagree, and it do help. That's how we learn. But when we disagree and we disrespect each other, in front of them, that makes them disrespect us and don't care about respecting us. We had somebody in here just straight calling somebody on a board a B word with no problem, sitting right here in front of me, in front of this full meeting. You know, we have to stop that. We are abusing each other. We are putting each other down. We are making each other sad, cry, etc. We shouldn't do that. If we have disagreements, which we do, and I always, okay, I disagree with a lot of y'all, but I can pull you out. I'm adult enough to pull you to the side, and don't let the people see me disagree with you by disrespecting you. Now, I could say I don't agree with you, okay, whatever, but as soon as when I put you down and allow these people to attack you and be on their side when a board member is being attacked, we need to treat each other like family first. 14. And they need to see that we all have each other back, regardless if we get along or not. It's not right when I sit right here and see these people call board members out their name and nobody is doing anything. Nobody is saying anything. So hopefully the new rules that we just had with Paul, he will be able to stop some of that stuff that's going on. But you have to understand, they do it because they see us doing it. So we need to change what we say to each other and about each other in front of everyone so that way they can change.
Thank you, Maria. It is my honor and privilege to adjourn this meeting.
Call it a night.
We didn't even have funding votes, but still good for our I guess that was a bus.
Amen. We're going to blow each other up. The kingdom come.
I don't see why not. I'll just bring a big stack of papers tomorrow.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yes.
That you love me. I'm already married.
You're like not allowed to.
Bye, Ms. Hobbs.
Send it in or whatever you have. Not, you have 24 hours to send it in. If you're the one facilitating them getting the vote by mail. You could ask.
Because it's just a regular flyer.
Yeah. If you give me that, like
if
I could do
you,
that.
Yeah, act. You know,
hopefully people look at
it. It's our face.